demonstration of God's great love and salvation to this generation, shining the light of his love across the city and beyond. This is One Love Radio, inspiring, life-changing radio.
From the heart of Lusaka to the rest of the world, this is the One Love Radio News.
Thank you for joining us. We take a look at stories making headlines. Mining expert describes government's announcement of not helping illegal miners as inhumane. A member of the public has challenged aspiring presidential candidates to use their resources to empower the youths and the nation. US and Iran launch new strikes as Kuwait says airport hit by Iranian drones. And Haiti celebrates as Wodenski receives a visa to join World Cup campaign. Now, with the news in detail, my name is Kundwani Maplanga. A mining specialist has described the government's announcement that it will no longer use government resources to rescue trapped illegal miners as lacking empathy and humanity, saying many of those involved are simply trying to earn a living. Edward Simkonda says illegal mining is not only a Zambian challenge but a global one, and therefore requires a more humane and strategic approach rather than making such pronouncements. In an exclusive interview with One Love Radio News, Mr. Simkonda argues that the situation should instead be addressed through intensified public sensitization on the dangers of illegal mining, so that those involved fully understand the risks they are taking. Mr. Simkonda, who is also Dalit Mining Limited CEO, has further called for the licensing of small-scale and informal miners, saying this would help bring them into the formal system and promote safer mining practices.
I think the statement made by the permanent secretary was rather harsh, and I think it was not the right way of doing things. We're supposed to be running a country as people with hearts. And I think you understand what I mean, because if we are going to be having people getting trapped underground, do not force them to come out, I think we'll be looked at as heartless people. I mean, if you look around the world, I've traveled to South Africa, I've been to East Africa, North Africa, and I've seen, you know, governments helping out in such situations. So, you know, people don't go underground because they like it, because they're trying to make a living. And I think if government is not going to be helping out, I don't think it's the best way to go. I think the best thing is for government to start sensitizing people and telling them the dangers of going underground, and to be cautious of what they're doing. Better still, to get licensed.
A political analyst and governance expert has warned that the continued withdrawal of independent and opposition aspiring candidates from the parliamentary race could undermine democratic representation, potentially resulting in a one-sided parliament. In an interview with One Love Radio News, governance analyst Wesley Mianda says there is a risk that most seats in parliament could end up being occupied by candidates from one political party, particularly the ruling party, a situation he says could resemble a one-party state. Mr. Mianda further argues that such dominance could negatively affect the legislative process, as a parliament that is largely made up of ruling party members may find it easier to push through bills and influence constitutional provisions without sufficient analysis. However, he notes that this outcome is not automatic, saying the political competition is still underway and anything can change before elections are concluded.
Democratic representation actually may be compromised, may not be equal, in the sense that it will be a one-sided kind of representation. Then the running of parliament actually will be seen like, you know, a biased one. Why? Because we'll have one group of members of parliament coming from one side going to dominate, you know, the whole business of the house. And that is not safe, because at the end of the day, that is what qualifies into one party system. do I say so? Because if we can have more members of parliament in the ruling party, for example, we are not taking it automatically that UPND is the one going to win the election, because the competition is still on. And actually, the game is a 90-minute one.
Now, a member of the public has challenged aspiring presidential candidates to use their resources to empower the youth and the nation. Mr. Mumpasha has bemoaned alleged selfishness from political leaders who he says vie for political office out of their selfish desires. He has stated that the money for the Constituency Development Fund was available, but most constituencies are still underdeveloped in his area.
You know, I have a challenge for the politicians, especially the presidential candidates. You know, going to the next election, you know, to get that water, I want them to do something like this. CMDI champion nomination, this is a 100,000. Rather than being so selfish to say, okay, I get a because you know, you have a lot of connection, but let's use that money to empower the youth in Mateen provinces. Mm-hmm. 10,000 is not little money, Bakondwani. You say, I don't get to Wapula, Kunoku, in Kunoso, who identify a youth group. Mamanaka, who identify a youth group, who give them a 10,000. They can start coming, they can start with cabbage, they can start with what? Mm-hmm. At least that improve their lives than somebody just being so selfish. Who has a 100 pin, who has a 200 pin, who has a 200 pin, because here where we have Bakondwani, people, they haven't started dreading Amarod. But the money is there. Why? Because they're able to take more money so that they make more money.
Meanwhile, another citizen, Mr. Bernard Mwamba, has challenged aspiring candidates to give their hearts to serving the people and not the parties they are representing. Mr. Mwamba has alleged that a lot of aspiring candidates are withdrawing because their hearts are not on serving the people.
The opposition, the ruling party, okweba tibonse ito tufuilo kuchitaito ni ngame wako neti iyo waipe roku tine nomba ndepo kusaving avena Zambia constituents kuwa dipari mpresidenti hili ati ama asia ya karaisa iti mkini ya karaisa amesho ya karaisa wakufumu karaisa iti onse si karaisa nomba kata uko seresi uka nenuka simule mwona wa independenti wakbo kushitawisi dro ama MPs wa kansera na shani nishipantu chabako sere chabaipe Barolesha pali party, basi ni party, sisi basi ni nyama ndugole sawa, tumia tika basi ni nyama ndugoaji, kuhusuwezi. Barolesha papa tivi, sisi barolesha papa ndugu barere chula mengi, barere chula ipintu, barere chula mise wa makirini kama police post kama shani ni saa kupero kutina wengine namba kasi ni nyama ndugu wa barolesha papa tivi, wachita wisi dro, namba wala chita shani namba bantu.
Now, engineers from the Zambia National Service ZNS, in collaboration with the Road Development Agency RDA, have made progress in the construction of the Munda Akro Bridge in Luano District. ZNS Lieutenant Engineer Chiwisa Lupale Makai says the bridge construction is expected to be completed within 2 weeks. He made the remarks when Luano District Commissioner Kels Meleki inspected the construction site. Luano District Commissioner Kels Meleki held the ongoing construction of the Munda Akro Bridge, which will connect the Mukushi Copper Mine community, Chief Chikupili's chiefdom, and commercial farmers in Mibanga Ward. Commissioner Meleki says once the bridge is completed, it will open up the district to many economic opportunities. Now, the Center for Environment Justice, CEJ, with support from the Qatar Center Foundation, has introduced the community empowerment component under the Resilient Women for Climate Action and Environmental Justice, RW4CAEJ, project in Lufanyama District. Speaking in Lufanyama, CEJ Program Coordinator, Climate Change and Energy, Daliso Mvula, say the initiative is designed to empower women environmental rights defenders, strengthen climate resilience, and promote inclusive environmental governance. She explained that the component will run from 2025 to 2026, aiming to promote alternative sources of livelihoods among women environmental rights defenders, WERDS. Advance inclusive climate governance.